You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are visiting with Mr. Samir Maskey, the founder and CEO of Fuse Machines, Inc., an artificial intelligence company that is trying to democratize AI through services, software, and education. Samir is an adjunct assistant professor at Columbia University and teaches machine learning and natural language processing. Mr. Maskey, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Glad to be here.
And most pleased to have you with us, and thanks for your time. So for starters, tell us, what is artificial intelligence for those that aren't so familiar, and how can businesses leverage the power of AI?
AI is building a machine that can take various kinds of input data, do a reasoning on top of it, and be able to make a decision that's relevant for the given problem. That's what I would say AI is, particularly the kind of input data that's very common is related to perception data, such as speech, text, video, and so forth. So machines that are listening to you and speaking back, understanding you and speaking back and answering your questions, or machines that are, you know, looking at the road and driving itself, they are some examples of AI.
And is the shortage of AI talent real or fake news, and what is the role of Fuse Machines in this landscape?
The shortage of AI is very real. So there are more and more computer science students graduating with a track in machine learning, but with all the hype in AI that has come about in the last couple of years, there's still a lot of shortage on machine learning talent. And one of the reasons I would say is machine learning is also a lot of heavy math besides learning programming. So it's computer science students have to learn programming and on top of that, learn a lot of math that's related to machine learning. So it takes a while to get the hang of all the mathematical framework, all the math knowledge, and also all the programming language associated with it to be able to get good in AI. So all the hype has created a huge demand, exponential demand over the last 2 years. But the number of students graduating from various computer science departments across the nation and across the world hasn't caught up yet. And because of that difference in demand and supply, there's a real shortage in AI talent.
And certainly appreciate that clarification there. Most helpful. Now, how do you balance the core business of the company with its social mission? And would you say they are connected?
Yes, they are. So the core business of the company is, providing AI-enabled products such as AI for customer service and sales, we also find and groom talent around the world from developing countries and also from underserved communities in the United States. And then after we train them, we provide them as teams to other companies that are trying to find AI talent. So that's the core business, and that's the business model where we connect these engineers from different parts of the world and in different cities of the U.S. to companies looking for AI talent. On the social mission side, it's very related because one of the things we do is we particularly take extra effort to find and groom and train students who may not have had an opportunity to go to the best schools in the nation or best schools around the world. So our belief is there are a lot of really talented students who may not have gotten an opportunity to get a really good education. So we try to find those students, and then we try to provide them with a really good education on AI for about a year, and then we connect them with opportunities as well. So that's the social mission side, but also works very well from the business model side because we are providing them as AI talent team to companies that are looking for AI talent.
And I, as well as the listeners, I am sure would back me on this, that we are appreciative of your social mission and what you're doing today. We are joined by Samir Maskey, the founder and CEO of Fuse Machines, Inc., an artificial intelligence company that is trying to democratize AI through services, software, and education here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, how have your background and experience shaped your company? Get into some of those details.
For my undergraduate, I did undergraduate in math and physics. But for my graduate school, for my graduate degree, I got a PhD in computer science focused in machine learning from Columbia University. So I started doing AI, machine learning, quite a while ago before all this hype. And I was doing it because of pure interest. And things I wanted to do and build in automation side of things. I grew up in Nepal where there are not a lot of education opportunities. I got a chance to study in the United States with a scholarship program and be able to really get really good education on machine learning side of things. So, having seen both worlds and having realized how a really good education make a difference in somebody's life, I was able to partly focus on educating people around the world, particularly students, and educating students here in New York and other parts of the country in the U.S. who may not have had gotten a good chance to really get good opportunity for education. So that has helped on the social mission side, and that has shaped the social mission side of things. On a similar vein, because I've been able to gather experience on doing AI for almost 20 years, that experience has really helped me to help other companies in the U.S. To figure out solutions for various problems they might have had or having in the company for their products. And because of that, I'm able to help companies to come up with new features that improve their products, and also help engineers around the world to get better education on AI to help the companies to add those features. So in that sense, the overall life experience and overall education experience has helped shape the company.
And certainly appreciate your sharing those details. Now, tell us more about this 10,000 scholarship program that you guys announced recently.
Yeah, so as I was saying before, you know, a big part of the social mission is finding talent, AI talent, and grooming them. And we had started an AI fellowship program last year where we would find students and then have them go through this Columbia MicroMasters program offered through EDX. And we saw a lot of success, particularly on how much of an improvement we can get on the completion rates from students around the world and in the U.S. Completing the AI fellowship program. And we saw a lot of students coming back and saying that they learned a lot. But it was, as we grew that, we said, okay, if we want to have even a broader impact on a bigger scale, we can probably create another program that tries to teach even more students. So for AI fellowship, all the students who could get in were already computer science students who had already had some AI exposure and had worked for a couple of years. But in order to broaden the scope and also give a chance to other students who might not have had a computer science degree or who might not have had a exposure in machine learning, we created this scholarship program where we plan to provide scholarship to 10,000 students in the U.S. and around the world over the next couple of years, where we will teach them basics of AI, basics of mathematical frameworks related to AI, basics of programming languages related to AI, and basics of many different tools that can be used to build various AI systems. Many of them who would do very well on the AI scholarship program, we will select them for our fellowship program as well.
Well, Mr. Maskey, really appreciate your joining us here today. Really impressive what you've been able to accomplish and how you are socially helping others. and we're appreciative of that as well. As mentioned, lastly, why do you think we need to train AI engineers around the world, especially in developing countries? Get into that as we conclude.
Sure. We basically need resources around the world and in the U.S. Where the engineers may not have had success on getting access to these kind of resources. There are a lot of really talented teachers, professors, scientists, engineers that may not have already worked with these engineers from underserved communities in the U.S. or developing countries. If we can provide and excite more of the really good professors, scientists, and engineers to take part of their time and effort and educate more people from underserved communities and around the world, that will really help in training more AI engineers. And one of the things we at Fusion Machines would like to do is not just ask for help from these top scientists and engineers and professors, but also provide resources for them to really be able to teach these people around the world with our online learning platform through Fuse.ai. So resources of people and resources on compute power, resources on technical content, these are some of the things if we can democratize, then we'll be able to train many, many engineers around the world and in the U.S.
Well, keep doing what you're doing. We appreciate your time today. Before you go, where can listeners get further details on Fuse Machines and be in touch accordingly?
To get more information on Fuse Machines, they can go to the website www.fusemachines.com. If anybody wants to apply for the scholarship program, they can go to www.fuse.ai.
Well, Mr. Maskey, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me, Eric.
And it was certainly our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Sameer Maskey, the founder and CEO of Fuse Machines, Inc., an artificial intelligence company that is trying to democratize AI through services, software, and education. And for further details, visit FuseMachines.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.